Recorded Books presents The Dreamers by Ryan Elizabeth Penske, narrated by Laura Knight Keating. Prologue. The early morning hours are her absolute favorite. The early hours, when the only noises to be heard are deep, sleepy breaths, machines humming, and the chirping from birds flying around the garden, basking in the beginning moments of the sunrise as they catch drops of dew and errant bugs. She enjoys her morning patrols throughout the property, where she makes sure not even a blade of grass is out of line, walks the perimeter of the garden maze, tidies her office for the day to come, and greets early morning faces that try to mask their yawns with nervous and curt head nods. She treats her office as she does every aspect of her life. Everything, pieces of paper, books, pens, and pencils, is in order, placed perfectly for eventual use. She drags her pointer finger along the edge of her desk and makes her way around its perimeter. She examines and collected zero dust because she deep cleaned her office yesterday in an effort to calm her anxious energy. A satisfied smirk builds on her face, her lips crinkling. She moves toward her desk drawer where she keeps a mirror and supplies. She watches her reflection as she applies red lipstick, careful not to apply outside the natural confines of her lips, not a speck of color out of place. Rubbing her lips together with a pop, she feels empowered and ready for her next tasks of the day. She looks over her to-do list, a pristine, white, smudgeless page of her notebook, decorated with her rigid cursive handwriting, which sits at the center of her desk. Arrange order for lab ingredients. Reach out to top five companies with intel information. Go over the last week's recordings. Compile list of primary intel to sell. Arrange florists and menu for 100th. Schedule C's portrait arrival. The list never seems to end, filled with the important and menial tasks of her everyday work. Today, however, her to-do list and its never-ending unchecked tasks are not at the top of her priority list, and she leaves them to be a problem for her later self. With a glance at the grandfather clock ticking quite loudly in the corner of her office, forever reminding her of what's to come, she leaves her office, excited to check on her prized pupils. On her journey to the dormitory hall, the early morning's silence is pierced by the clicks of her heels, a steady beat that dissipates the silence of the morning. She doesn't have to say anything upon her arrival at the hall, as the rhythm of her walking, the serious gaze of her eyes, and the wicked upturn of her fiery lips says what needs to be said to the men who open doors wide for her. As her legs take long, languid steps, her eyes examine each sleeping body, their heads resting blissfully against their pillows as their blankets move up and down with the movement of their breath. She's pleased to see blankets pulled up to chins and restful faces, again accounting for pristine perfectness. Not even an inch of bedding is out of place. She arrives at an empty bed, the bedding tucked tight into the sides of the mattress, the pillow puffed up with no indentation. Her eyes gleam with excitement at the sight as she curls her manicured fingers around the end railing of the bed. Her mind is feverish with possibility and palpable anticipation, so much so that she must compose herself so as not to squeal and awake those dreaming. Classical music begins to float through the space, making its way like an unseen mist between each bed and over each slumbering body. She removes herself from the hall as the first bodies begin to stir and stutter from the musical alarm. She makes her way downstairs and into
Sample complete. Ready to continue?